Heather, are you still there with me?
Yes.
Hi. So I did just get notifications. So you were left a voicemail apparently earlier today.
Yes.
So the currently the process for getting that telephone number back is you will have to call your current provider and request for the phone number to be ported back over to them. And as I stated, your in-service date has been moved due to construction due to the first of the month. So when that date comes around, we'll be giving you a call in order to get your service installation done. We've been guaranteed by our construction company that there's no more pushbacks going forward, so this should be ready to go after the first.
So I have to call Spectrum. Thanks,
Yes.
guys.
I'm sorry about that, ma'am.
You're having construction issues. I'm sorry. I have to ask this because we are in a block where we have all sorts of problems. You guys are having issues on Wiley Street or O'Reilly Street?
O'Reilly Street. So it's not a construction issue. It's a construction delay. It's because we've expanded out quite rapidly recently, and we had almost, I think it was like almost 2,000 addresses that popped up almost all at once that were supposed to be online, and we have a limited construction team that wasn't able to complete all of them in what they thought would be the appropriate window. So we've had a delay due to that.
Are you guys still gonna, are you, because I've seen trucks all over the place over around my area. I'm assuming they're you, even though they don't say Arch Top. Are you guys still planning on micro trenching on West O'Reilly Street?
I believe we are, as far as I am aware, we are still in the process of getting all of that taken care of.
Okay. I'm just curious because we always have an issue down here because we're on the jail bank.
No, I understand that. So yeah, as far as the telephone number, I do apologize for having to call Spectrum up and having the phone number ported back over to you. That was a mistake on our end. The appropriate tasks and paperwork we had on our side wasn't filled out properly, and it got ported over early. So we do apologize for that.
Okay. I'll go call these idiots.
I understand how hard, difficult it can be for them. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mrs. Jensen?
No, so I'm taking out the appointment in my calendar for the 21st then.
That is correct. We will give you a call on or about the first, might be the second, in order to get everything scheduled out and properly taken care of for you.
How long is it going to take once I'm up and running for you guys to take the money out of my account? Because right now I'm like obviously keep moving the pending because it's set up for direct
So
auto
you
pay.
will actually you won't be charged a penny until your service is actually installed. So you don't have to worry about that. So don't worry about having to worry about making a payment. Your first payment will be due on the day of installation. After that date will become what's known as your invoice date, which means the day you receive your bill. Because you're on automatic payment, that payment will be pulled out 15 days later. So after your first initial payment, you don't have to worry about a payment for a month and a half, roughly.
Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out how when I'm going to need the money in the account because it's not my checking account. It's a separate account.
And
I'm just trying to
I understand.
guideline here.
Yep, nope, I understand. All right, well, if there's nothing else, thank you for calling and inquiring about the issues here at Arch Top Fiber. We do apologize for having to ha for the port in of your number early, and hopefully you do have a wonderful rest of your day, and hopefully Spectrum's not a pain in the butt.
They're always a pain in the butt, so I want to get rid of them.
All right, well, have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.